since I have 29 times has the big ball down in Times Square dropped, and I hardly remember any of them, but one I do remember. One New Year's Eve, my mom and I were watching the ball drop on TV, and that evening while we were watching it, we spent the evening cutting our own confetti. We spent all night, different colors, you know, green, red, blue, just cutting and cutting this confetti, and then we put them in bowls that we were going to throw in the air to celebrate the new year. And I was young. I don't remember how young I was, but there was a lot of anticipation, to say the least, for a young kid with a bowl of little paper shreds that I'm allowed to throw. And so I was waiting and waiting and waiting for the time to grow near. And, you know, eventually the final countdown comes and the ball begins to lower. And I'm waiting and waiting, and it's almost there. 3, 2... One, Happy New Year! And I threw with so much just joy and so much enthusiasm that I didn't even hold on to the bowl. The bowl went, the confetti went, everything went. It was a really good New Year. And my mom was in a good mood. She let me wait like 5 minutes before having to clean all that up. It was a really good New Year. So if you don't know, this is the new year. We are now in 2023. And usually at this time of the year, a lot of people are thinking about change. The coming of a new calendar brings change into the conversation, brings change into people's hearts. And a lot of people want to have some intentionality about that change. They want to be intentional and hold on to change with their grasp, and they want to change themselves through goals, through resolutions, whatever the case may be. Whether you are, maybe some people want to change their financial situation, they want to get out of debt. Maybe some people resolve to change relationships and to mend relationships. Now, a lot of people resolve to lose all of that Thanksgiving and Christmas weight that maybe they've just put on. That was always one of mine. But whatever the case may be, change and really growth is on people's hearts right now. But resolutions can be difficult. Change can be difficult. And especially the change and the growth that Jehovah, our God, calls us to, can be difficult. And that's what I want to look at this morning, is spiritual change and growth. Spiritual goals to go into the new year. So if you would, turn over to Genesis chapter 11. Genesis chapter 11 is where we're going to be this morning. I would like to welcome everybody this morning. I hope you did have a good new year. I'm going to get used to this position eventually. I got done with class and I sat down and I was so excited to hear who was going to be speaking this morning. And then I realized, oh, that's me. I will get used to this eventually. Genesis chapter 11. So the beginning of Abraham's story, and he is known as Abram during this time, is at the end of Genesis chapter 11, going into Genesis chapter 12. And at the end of Genesis chapter 11, we are introduced to a man named Terah. And Terah has three sons. He has Abram, he has Nahor, and he has Haran. And Haran is also the father of Lot. Another person in Genesis that we know, that we have some information about. Haran is the father of Lot. And then something else about Haran is that he does not outlive his father. Haran passes away before Terah. And when he does, in Genesis chapter 11, starting verse 31, it says that Terah took Abram his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his grandson, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went out together from Ur of the Chaldeans in order to enter the land of Canaan. And they went as far as Haran and settled there. So Terah takes all his family and their wives, and they move to a land called Haran. And they live there for an undisclosed amount of time, and then Terah, at the ripe old age of 205, passes away. And after Terah dies, Abraham is spoken to by God. In Genesis chapter 12, starting in verse 1, "Now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. And so you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed." In effect, the Lord tells Abram to leave and to go. Leave the life that you have known. Leave the country that you have been in. Leave the family that is the extended family that is surrounding you. Leave all of that and go. Go to the place where I am going to show you. That's a big change. That's a really big change. Now, I want to stop and go back to chapter 11, verse 31, where it says when Abram is traveling with Terah, his father, it says that they went as far as Haran. And that's an interesting choice of words. It makes me think that they did not go a short distance. And they didn't. The distance that Abraham traveled with his father when they moved from his hometown of Ur to the land of Haran was a little over 600 miles. So that would be comparable to one of us taking our families and moving up to Omaha, Nebraska, without the benefit of vehicles, of course. That's nothing to sniff your nose at. His family has already traveled a pretty good distance, a very good distance. But here, at the beginning of chapter 12, the Lord tells Abraham, who has already gone this far distance, go farther. The year of 2022 is now gone. It's no more. And I pray that it was a good year for you. I really do. And yes, I pray that things went good health-wise and everything like that, but really I mean spiritually. I pray that 2022 was a fantastic year for you spiritually. I pray that you have prayed more than you ever had, that you have studied more than you ever have, that you have grown more than you ever have. I pray that in 2022, you were a far more spiritual person than you were in 2021 or in any year past. But what I would encourage us all, and myself especially on the head of that list, is to not be satisfied with that. Please do not be satisfied with that. No matter how much we have grown, no matter how much that we have grown this past year, no matter how far we have gone, let's go farther. Because God wants us to go farther. I want to look real fast at Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4 in the 18th verse. It begins like this. "The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn." It's a pretty cool picture to think about. That's a great thing. Having light like dawn is fantastic. That's a fantastic thing to think about. Being able to shine enough to allow your light to rise up out of the horizon is fantastic. To be able to climb to that point is fantastic. If I am coming into 2023 and we're shining like the light of dawn, that's great. But think about this. We're still not shining as much as we could be. The light of dawn is a great thing. It's a fantastic thing. But think, as the light from the sun is beginning to jump over the horizon, that's still just a fraction of the potential that the sun can really shine. And the actual son is not content to hide all of that potential. The actual son is not content to cloak all of that on the horizon. Instead, it continues to rise and to rise and to grow until it is fully shining. So we go back to Proverbs chapter 4 in verse 18. The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. No matter how bright you are shining right now, and it may be very bright, no matter how much that you have climbed on the horizon right now, and that may be a lot. You might have grown a lot. Might I encourage you and encourage myself to just keep growing and to keep shining brighter and brighter until we are full in our eternal day? Even if we feel content that we have gone the distance of Ur to Haran, let's have an attitude to go farther. Now, the few times that I have actually set goals for myself or had resolutions going into the new year, usually the goals that I set are just steps to a bigger picture. It really just means to an end. For example, you might have a goal going into the new year to lose weight. But typically, like, the bigger picture is something like you want to be healthier. So when Abram is spoken to by God, he is, in effect, he has three goals before him. One is to leave his country. Two is to leave his family. Three is to go to a land that the Lord is going to show him. But these goals are not the big picture. They are just steps in the big picture. We read of the big picture in Genesis chapter 12, starting in verse 2. Back in Genesis chapter 12, starting in verse 2. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse, and in you all of the families of the earth will be blessed. How is that for a big picture? How is that for something to hold on to and to focus on? Goals are hard to accomplish. They really are. And a lot of resolutions that people set for themselves, a lot of the goals that people set for themselves, are things that are typically hard for them to do. I don't hear of any easier New Year's resolutions. I don't know that I've ever heard of one like, you know, someone resolving, you know, this year I'm going to brush my teeth every day type thing. Something that should be pretty easy for us to maintain. But it's usually harder things to accomplish. And the goals that are before Abraham right now are pretty hard to accomplish. Difficult to do. Leaving his family, leaving his country, going into the unknown and to where God is going to show him. Those things are difficult. But what does the text say? In Genesis chapter 12 and verse 4, after he receives what he's to do, he receives the big picture in verse 4. So Abram went forth. He went forth as the Lord has spoken to him. Abram, when he had these goals set before him, he did them. He went head first in them, which is way more than can be said for any New Year's resolution that I may have ever set for myself. You could fill the ball down at Times Square 100 times over with the amount of resolutions that have never been resolved. And really, a big part of that is that the picture, the drive behind it is just not enough. Losing weight to be healthier is one thing. In you, all of the families of the earth will be blessed is completely different. You see how the big pictures are very much different? Now, we're given a little bit more information about the big picture of Abraham in Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, starting in verse 8. It says, by faith Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he lived in an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. And why did he do it? For he was looking for a city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. How is that for a big picture to hold on to? That is a picture to hold on to with dear life. We should set spiritual goals this year. We should set spiritual resolutions this year and make them big and make them grand. But we need to make sure that our big picture, what we're really striving for, is big enough and grand enough to match. Resolving to study more is fantastic. Resolving to read the Bible more is fantastic. Resolving to evangelize is fantastic. And we should all have these types of goals. But if we're doing them and as just people trying to check something off of a list or something to better ourselves, then we're going to accomplish them as people trying to mark something off of a list. And really what that means is they're probably not going to get done. But if we go into our goals, if we go into our spiritual resolutions with a mindset and a big picture of someone who is looking for a city with foundations, if we're going into them as people who are looking for a city whose builder and architect is God, if we go into our resolutions to be people that give glory to God in every single thing that we do, in every way that we can, it's only then that we have the best opportunities to actually fulfill those goals and to do those things. We need to get creative with our goals, to get big, to have goals worthy of that big picture that we hold on to. We need to have goals that, you know, maybe we're not even too sure that we can accomplish. And we may not. Or they may get accomplished in ways that we really didn't expect them to. I think one of the coolest things, one of the most awe-inspiring things, is to watch God work in all of it. God is fantastic at one, fulfilling His promise, and two, in helping those who love Him, who have Him and His things as the big picture. God is fantastic at helping us to achieve that big picture. And He's active in our lives. I thought about Psalm 145, starting in verse 18. The Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear Him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. The Lord keeps all who love Him, but the wicked He will destroy. The Lord is active. The Lord is active in the lives of those who love Him. He's active and He will help us to achieve the big picture. Part of the big picture that was given to Abraham back in Genesis chapter 12 was, "And I will make you a great nation." Now, thinking about that, it doesn't implicitly say that he's going to have descendants, but in my mind it speaks to that. And the Lord is implicit in Genesis chapter 15 and verse 4 when he says, "One who will come forth from your own body, he shall be your heir." Which is really an amazing statement. That part of the Lord's promises was children. When we read what we do about Sarai, also known as Sarah, back in Genesis chapter 11, verse 30. In that chapter, in that section of scripture, it says, Sarai was barren. She had no child. Now that word barren is a very telling word. It can also be translated as sterile. When we read this verse that we do about Sarah, we not only read that she doesn't have children, that she and Abraham doesn't have children, but she's not able to. She shouldn't be expected to be able to. We wouldn't expect her to be able to. Abraham wouldn't expect her to be able to. And Sarah wouldn't. Unless the miracle of God happened. And so despite what we read about Sarah in Genesis chapter 11, verse 30. In Genesis chapter 21, we see an account of Abraham and Sarah, both 100 years old, but welcoming the cries of their son, Isaac. The Lord keeping open the big picture of Abraham and his nation, and ultimately the biggest picture, in you all the families of the earth will be blessed, keeping open the lineage for Jesus. The Lord fulfilling miracles to fulfill the big picture. The Lord truly does work miracles to work for the good of those who love and devote themselves to Him. That may not always be in the ways that we think that it should be. May not be in the ways that we are expecting, but nevertheless, the Lord does do it. So please know that. As we go into this new year, do not let anything hold you back from growing this year, from setting goals for yourself this year to grow, for setting resolutions to give yourself to God in every way that you can. Be big and be bold going into this new year to be the best servant of God that you can. And if you're not a Christian this morning, change is in the air. A new year is in the air. You have a chance to rid yourself of any pain, of any sin that has been clinging to you all these past years. You have a chance to wash yourself free of that and to become anew in the body of Christ. Please come forward, be baptized for your sins, and have them washed away so that you too can lay your eyes on the city with foundations, the city whose architect and builder is our loving God. If you need that, please come forward while we stand and as we sing.